Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday Night Football against the Bills.
Week three was the boost that the whole team needed as a confidence for the next opponents?
I believe we just did what we were supposed to do. You know, we're always trying to get a win, especially in this league. It's any given Sunday, but you can say that. I believe you can say that. You know, it gave us a boost to get the ball rolling.
Well, is it frustrating having Dallas come back like that, you know, for second week, bro, giving up all those points in fourth quarter?
I believe when another team's scoring and we just getting off the field and not helping our defense out, that's the frustrating part. And, you know, it's like, man, we got to do something too. We can't just let another team look like they're just steamrolling and make a comeback, because it's been happening in the past and we wasn't trying to let that happen again.
How do you clamp down and stop that from happening?
Continue to put points on the board, you know, continue to move the ball. I don't really try to look at it like just keep the clock rolling, you know, but if anything, try to make that happen too, but trying to put points on the board.
What do you like the most about these primetime games at home? You know, you wear the black jerseys, a lot of kind of theatrical stuff that goes along with it, but what do you like the most about it?
Just the crowd atmosphere, you know, just hitting the flock, you know, just seeing all black throughout the crowd, and it's like you can't escape. Like, it's hard to escape. It's something about it, man. I can't really describe it. Like, the dark side.
Your favorite primetime win in Baltimore?
All of them. I love winning.
Lamar, going back to what you were saying about clamping down on things and so forth, we've heard of, you know, examples of you being a vocal leader and so forth kind of more and more. Curious why, when Marlo did his Instagram story, he told him, obviously, look, we got to get right, and you seem to want to shut that conversation down pretty quickly. Why did you react that way?
You know, Marlo going to be Marlo. I just didn't want the camera on me at the time, you know, because he noticed, you know, I'm all about winning, and I like to, I don't want to say winning style, but I just want to, when we're up, I just want to punish people. I just want to get out of there with a dub, you know, clear-minded, you know, just, we got things to work on. There's always going to be things to work on, no matter if you beat a team 40 to nothing or 22 to 26, you know, or well, 28 to 26, but it's like, I ain't want the camera on me, like, that's my brother, you know. I know he gonna do what he do, but it's like, man, not right now. I'm a little ticked off, like how the game went. That's all.
So when you say you guys gotta get right, what does that look like to you?
Just playing Raven football, putting points on the board. Those guys on the other side of our defense, you know, just stopping people. And it's like, man, the Ravens didn't take their foot off their necks. That's pretty much how I look at games with us.
Lamar, Tom Brady nicknamed you the Eraser.
Yeah.
Sunday, were your ability to kind of make it was on a busted play, it looked like, and you were able to pick up some yards, and just your ability, I guess, to fix things even when they're going wrong. Number one, do you like the nickname? And we know how you feel about Tom Brady and his career. What does it mean to you to continuously hear him applaud your game?
Like I said, that's the GOAT, man. That's the only guy in the league with 7 Super Bowls. Well, not in the league, but like former player, one of the greatest quarterbacks ever to play the game with 7 Super Bowls, and for him to give me a nickname, the Eraser, and how he judge my game is just dope. It's dope for me to hear.
Lamar, is there a part of you that relishes, you know, you're not playing against Josh Allen, but playing in these kind of games where it's 2 elite quarterbacks squaring off on the same field, is there a part of you that relishes those matchups, and if so, what is it?
I really don't care, you know, who out there playing. I'm just trying to get a win. That's all I'm doing, just doing what I can do with my ability to help my team get in a win column. So I approach those games just like any other games, like I always say.
Lamar, you're watching the game Monday night, and you see what the Bills are doing in real time. Just kind of, how are you reacting to the process?
I didn't watch that game, so I don't really have an answer for you. But watching film, see, you said real time. I don't know because I wasn't watching the game, but from film, those guys are what I've always seen, you know, flying around. Great secondary, great front, great backers. You know, they just play smash my football. That's what I do see on film.
And Lamar, I'm not sure you saw the Donovan Mitchell talking about it. You guys at college together.
Yeah, I saw it.
What do you remember about these
dunk contest that you used to have with
basketball? Man, I used to know how to dunk. Like, I used to be all right. I'm not going to say I was Donovan Mitchell with the dunks. So I wasn't winning no contests or anything like that because freshman year, I seen him like throwing alley to himself. You know, I'm just going off momentum. It's like I'm just hyped just seeing it. You know, my first time like meeting him and stuff, the basketball players, and I just threw one off the wall and I caught it. I was just pumped. I'm like, okay, I got a little bounce and stuff like that. But seeing bro with all the success he's had, man, it's dope to see. From us just being freshmen and not just him, it was like Asia. It was a lot of guys and girls, you know, just coming in together, and we were just made something out of Louisville. Well, Louisville been had a name, but we just made our place in Louisville. So it's dope. It's dope. And it was dope for him to experience, tell that story, too.
When was the last time you dunked?
Last time I dunked? I don't know. Probably a couple of years ago. Anthony, our trainer, one of our trainers, he be telling me to, like, go in there and dunk. He remember I used to be slamming, but I haven't done it in a while. I might try. Last time I tried, I got...
Yeah, with the lightweight now?
Yeah, I might try. Last time I did, I got, like, rim stuff. Probably because of the weight. I'm a one-hand dunker. I dunk left or right-handed.
Yeah. Kind of go back to Brian's question. Mm-hmm. I know you're really not focused on playing against Josh Allen, but it's kind of an opportunity for people to kind of look at you guys and see where quarterbacks stacked up. Does that conversation become annoying, or are you sort of like...
It's going to always be that way, I believe, as long as we're in the league. So I really don't know how people judge it, what people may say. I'm just going out there trying to get a dub. That's all.
Lamar, not a lot of running backs make the year nine like Erickson right now.
Yeah.
Are there ways that you've seen that experience that he has that's pretty unique, sort of show itself on the field?
Man, I believe they got something going around with, like, how he eat and stuff like that. So I believe that's playing a part in how the guy works, man. He, in practice, I believe I said it before, like, he don't like to mess up. You know, it can be something like, it can be like, it was my fault. I'm going to say it was my fault. He can be like, no, man, I got to do this better. It's like, all right, bro. Like, you know, but that's great to see from a guy like him and all if he's established in the league. You know, that's a guy who want to be great, and he's proven that. So that's dope. Hey, sorry, my back. It's B. It's B. Oh, yeah. It just bzzz, like, and it's right yeah, over there now. Like.
The TV cameras got you venting a little bit of frustration with the refs. What was it? One call, a series of calls that kind of got you miffed a little bit?
No, I wasn't mad at the refs. You know, the refs going to do their job. They're doing their job. Whatever they see, man, they're going to call it. If they not, they only got two eyes, man. They can't see everything. You know, it's probably holding. It's probably all type of things happening every play. But, you know, I'm like, man, just stop cheating us. But I wasn't talking to them. I'm just talking like, just out in the world, you know, I'm playing football, I'm trying to win. That's all.
We saw you being featured at the GQ Sport. How was for you that experience to be a model in the magazine?
Hey, that was dope, man. I never thought I'd be on GQ modeling at all, Dave, but it was dope, man. It was a dope experience, and I appreciate GQ for just having me a part of it. It was dope.
Thank you.